Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Red Men Tivit Uncentered Match Build-Up Time ahead of Liverpool's FA Cup last 16, tie fifth round, tie whatever you want to call it, against Norwich City on Wednesday evening. 8:15 kickoff, which again in itself is absolutely bonkers. I've been in the studio very late the last few days and it looks like on Wednesday it could be the same again. Joined by Ross and by Dan for this one, lads. We're already basking in the Chelsea glory, and we've got loads of that on the website, by the way, on Red Men TV YouTube channel, and of course on Red Men Plus, the subscription service. But such is the season, Ross. Liverpool haven't really got time to celebrate that. It's a grueling game on Sunday. It's a recovery day, and already now focus. Yeah, we can celebrate, and we've got loads to celebrate as fans, but as players, their mentality's probably already shifted now towards Wednesday and the road to trophy number 2 of 4.
Yeah, and it has to. You know, I'm trying to make it about me, but I have not soaked up all the content and all the, you know, the glory in what was yesterday. But as you say there, the players don't have time for that. And I think partly it's a good thing because, right, you've done one trophy now, like you said, celebrate at the end when you win the other three. That's the attitude that I think the players will have and Jurgen Klopp will have. You know, and this is why winning the Carabao Cup was so good, because it should be the springboard to go and win the rest of those trophies. The attitude, the feeling that's going to be around there. I know they're all going to be absolutely goosed and they're probably still high on adrenaline right now, but they need to take stock and kind of go again. I think it's a good opportunity, because I was thinking about it upstairs before. I was thinking, you know, half of me to like go and just play the kids because everyone else will be knackered from extra time and penalties, but also I want to win this trophy. Mm-hmm. And I think Norwich feels like a good draw, because I think their priorities are somewhere else. Yeah. If this is third round, fourth round, and we're not so far into the season, I'm kind of thinking, well, maybe Norwich are kind of fancy a bit of a cup run, blah, blah, blah. But because they find themselves at the bottom of the table, what's their outlook on this game? Are they just going to go, not arsed, which Liverpool, like, we surrender, like, mm-hmm. let's just get it done, and they play the kids because they need points on the board in the league. I think that's where their priority lies. So I think it's a good opportunity for Liverpool to rotate, but not rotate too heavily, that we can progress in this next round.
Absolutely, and we'll talk team selection either, because there's a lot to talk about. Again, 120 minutes in the legs of some players. Mm-hmm. Some players didn't get on the pitch. I'm guessing their favourites to start now, Dan. But in general, then, we're exhausted as fans.
Yeah.
Emotionally drained. The players and Jurgen probably feeling the same as well, by mm-hmm. the way. There's a lot, again, it's got all the potential, really, to just be one that kicks you in the bollocks. Mm. Now, this Liverpool side we saw, again, in the final, like, mentality monsters is thrown about, but it's thrown out for a reason.
Yeah.
It might need to be against a fresher Norwich City side. Who knows what team Dean Smith's going to play? Maybe, like Ross says, they're not bothered. Maybe he just wants to use this as a little springboard to get a bit of momentum back into a stuttering season for them. Mm-hmm. But Liverpool need to be this mentality monster. It's going to be hard graft. Norwich put up a fight the other day against us. Again, a bit of a change, Liverpool side. But we are really going to have to be on it, because it's got all the makings of a bit like, you know, after the Lord's Mayor's show kind of thing, for fans and for players.
Yeah, use exactly. That exact phrase, didn't you?
Use that exact phrase. That's why I smiled when you said use that exact phrase on the way in, because obviously we've just spoke about the final. In my head, I'm still singing One Kiss by Dua Lipa. I got it in there after that.
Okay.
And then basking in that moment. And now we're talking about Norwich, which is obviously right, but it is just the next step in what could be an unbelievable, you know, season in this football club's history. And Klopp already alluded to it last night in terms of this is just the start, and that's what it has to be. But we've seen it time and time again. We're not just any football team that's happened to win a trophy midway through the season.
We are them scousers again.
Exactly.
We're them scousers
and
again.
We've shown over the last few seasons, under Klopp especially, that we're more than that, and this should be just the beginning, and then we'll move on, and we'll move on absolutely no sweat, in my opinion, midweek.
That win last night, obviously at town court, and winning the trophy, is enough motivation for the rest of those players. Now, I know a lot of them won't go and take part in that, but there'll be fringe players that took part. I love the fact that Takumi Minamino was involved in celebrations.
Gosh, that's Adam Maddie, didn't he?
Yeah, gosh, that's absolutely an absolute ball. But that's the motivation of going, do you like that feeling last night? Did you enjoy yourself? Do you want to do it again? Okay, let's go and fucking do it now against these lot and get through to the next round. And that should be the case for every competition that we're in now. And then when you get to the end of the season, let's not have one trophy on the sideboard there. Let's have a collection of them.
There'll be a few as well, just to touch on that. There'll be a few players who didn't get on yesterday, a little bit aggrieved that they didn't. I think Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain, I know we're going to really hit home on sort of team selection. Yeah. But there will be a lot of players who thought, with Elliot coming onto the bench late and then getting onto the pitch ahead of some of them, will be quite angry about that, which bodes really well for what we're about to come into here, because you want players desperate to play. I think we will obviously rotate quite heavily, but I also think, like you said, Norwich have got some difficult fixtures coming up. I think they've got Leeds and Brentford next couple of weeks. It's huge for them. So they will be thinking rotation as well. So it bodes well.
And then have they got the squad to play a strong squad? You know, the depth in squad to play a strong team through in all those fixtures? Probably not.
And that's the problem. That's the thing. Again, it's both sides are looking at this thinking, for Liverpool, who's realistic? Can Norwich realistically win the FA Cup? Well, maybe. Who knows?
We've seen
fairy tales, but the likelihood is they can't. So it's at what point can, if Liverpool can, stamp on their throats early doors, Ross, I suppose that's where it goes, where they can be like, we've got bigger fish to fry anyway.
Possibly.
But if it's a close game with tired legs and stuff, it's almost a fear for Norwich to go, you know what, when better to play Liverpool? They've just been rammed round Wembley. They've been through an emotion, 11 penalties, kick out. Like, they didn't probably get home until God knows what hours on the Monday. Like, it could be Norwich probably think it's perfect time.
And again, I don't expect Norwich to go into a game thinking, you know, they're going to throw it, or it doesn't matter. They're professional footballers just as much as Liverpool are. They'll want to win every game. I don't think they'll go into it the way that I've suggested, because I think that's just more hope for me. They'll just throw the towel in early doors. God, it doesn't really matter. They have to balance things. But, you know, they'll do the same thing as all managers saying. I know it's a bit boring. If, you know, we'll take next game, 3 points, blah, blah, blah. And if it's a cup game, there's no 3 points in this one. But that's what they'll do and go, actually, we'll just take it game by game and see where we're at. You're right in terms of Liverpool won't have any big hitters out, I don't think, for this one. Or I'd like to think not. So Norwich might go, okay, we'll rub our hands together. There's no Fabinho, or there's no Van Dijk, or, you know, no Alisson. Okay, well, this is our best chance of actually, like you just said there, of getting something out of Liverpool and the next game. And like you said, you know, their mentality will be, we don't want to lose another game of football. You know, that just crushes, you know, confidence and motivation from a Norwich perspective. So they want to go and win it, at least, you know, give it a try.
Yeah, it's almost kickstart, reboot their season, because they were in decent-ish, and they've had a couple of bad results then. Right, we're going to speak more about Norwich and obviously Liverpool's team news dilemma shortly. I'm going to go to a little segment later about Chris Pajak's appearance on with John Motson, which was really good fun, by the way. We'll talk about it in a minute. But before we do that, I'm going to give you guys in the live chat as well a little teaser, question, a trivia, and you two can have it as well. Who was the last Liverpool player to score a goal in an FA Cup fifth round game for Liverpool? So who was the last Liverpool player to score a goal in an FA Cup fifth round game for Liverpool? As we ponder that one, just a shout out then to our sponsors, fans. Joe, roll the graphic. That was nice, wasn't it? Nice little verse was there. Nice little overall. Yeah, so basically, for those of you who don't know, a few days ago, Chris Pajak was live on Twitter Spaces with the guys from Fans. It's still live on their Twitter feed now. If you head over there, you go Fans, at Fans, D-A-O, that's Fans, F-A-N-Z, D-A-O, and you can listen to it. So it was Chris Pajak. It was hosted by Alison Bender with John Motson as well, talking about games 50 to 11 on Motti's top 50. If Pajak got on there, if you want to skip to his bit, it was about halfway through. He talks about the 4-3 against Newcastle, the Steven Gerrard final, as some people sometimes disrespectfully call it in the name of Steven Gerrard, but Ross, it kind of is the Steven Gerrard final, that West Ham game.
I reckon you could do a top 10 of just Liverpool games, to be honest with you. Or I certainly could.
I was about to say, he's soon, as a recording on Monday, the top 10, Motti's top 10 will be out tonight, though, there, Dan. Obviously, we're all going to presume Istanbul makes it. It'd be a shock if Istanbul isn't in the top 50. Motti might need to go and check a sheepskin if that's the case. But is there any other games that you think might sneak in there of the Reds?
Yeah, for me, the Barcelona 4-0 is the shoe-in. Like I said it last week when we spoke about a similar thing, for me that has to be in there, because obviously it also ends up in the trophy, doesn't it? Like a lot of the commentary games that we've seen, you know, end up with something tangible at the end of it, and that was one of them. And obviously, listen, to come back from 3-0 down in any game is preposterous, really, but to do it against Barcelona in the atmosphere, it's a shoo-in, like.
Maybe Dortmund gets in there as well, Ross, perhaps?
Yeah, I think if you're talking about excitement and, you know, we see obviously everything from Liverpool's perspective, but I think if you're a neutral and you see a game like that, I think that's what gets you going. Obviously, there's obviously the commentary on top. The fact that, what were we, 2-3 goals down by the time Aubameyang put a couple in, and it could have been more, so you just think there's absolutely no hope in this. Mm-hmm. And then to come back, and again, you know, the screaming Lovren's name at the end is just... You know, can he tear up for someone at the end? It's just. I think some commentary actually makes games a lot better in that sense. You know, and it puts together a great picture. So yeah, I throw that one in there as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm keep an eye out there again. @fanzdao. Keep an eye out. Motti's top 10 will be revealed tonight. And like I say, if you do want to go back and listen to the Twitter Spaces with Chris, like Mark Albridge joined it. The other lads from City X, real Flav, our good old mate of a Spurs fan, was in there as well. Not sure what Spurs are doing in that top 50, to be honest. Don't really get in many big games, do they? But
I did say the Man City game before.
Yeah, it absolutely was. Yeah, so yeah, do go over there and check that out. If nothing else, you get to listen to the dulcet tones of Chris Pajak a bit more often. Who doesn't want that?
Hey everyone, mate here. If you're enjoying this podcast, then do go and check out Red Men Plus, our Liverpool streaming service, giving you tons of extra podcasts each and every month. There's Journo, Insight, there's the Around the League show, the Debate show, the Opposition preview, and interviews with Liverpool legends past and present as well. Tons of content to keep you occupied, keep you busy, thrilled, entertained, and go deeper on Liverpool FC culture. Head to theredmentv.com, sign up, and join us on Redmen Plus.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number 1 in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Right then, trivia answer time. I'll have a little look. I'll go to the live chat shortly, but the question was, who was the last Liverpool player to score for Liverpool in an FA Cup fifth round tie? Have you got any ideas when we last played an FA Cup or when we last scored in an FA Cup fifth round tie?
2015, 16,
yeah. When we played Chelsea since.
And got beat 2-0.
But didn't score.
Right.
Yeah, so that, it basically Liverpool's fifth round, get into the fifth round. They got there in 2020 against Chelsea. Then we got Adrian in that game, didn't we? It was the 2-0 game. Before that, we were knocked out in 2019 in the third round by Wolves, 2018 in the fourth round by West Brom, 2017 Wolves again, fourth round. West Ham in the fourth round in 2016. It's not great. Keep going back. It was actually 2015. We got all the way to the semi-finals, didn't we, before Aston Villa beat us. So we did win the last fifth round tie there. Mm. It was against Crystal Palace.
The first name that came to my head was Andy Carroll. but I'm not sure.
You know, you're way too late.
Because it was late for him,
this was very, very end of Brendan Rodgers' time. I'm looking in the live chat and I don't think anyone's got it right.
Sterling.
Matt mentions 13-14 Matt Jones, but he's forgotten the 2015 one.
Yeah.
Liverpool go 1-0 down because of Fraser Campbell scores a goal for Crystal Palace.
Wow.
Daniel Sturridge gets the equaliser in the 49th minute, but you know he isn't the answer.
Oh, right.
Liverpool's winning goal, I'm going to bring it up on the screen now. Shout out to the LFC History for their amazing research. Adam Lallana scored Liverpool's winning goal. The last time Liverpool scored a winning goal in this round of a competition, Dan, it was a lad who doesn't play for us anymore. Has a player for us for a while now. Yeah. It was 2015. It's been a long time since Liverpool have been here. Like the FA Cup, Liverpool have done better in the League Cup in recent seasons than they have in this competition. This competition's been a bit of a, I don't know, fire sale for us. Changes have been made, bad draws, whatever. Getting Chelsea wasn't ideal. Injuries, Klopp resting players. But now we're here with that one in the bank. This kind of ties into the next point, is that team-wise, Liverpool have never had a squad this strong.
No.
So even if you make 7, 8, 9 changes, you are not putting in some absolute dossers. Mm-hmm. You are putting in, you know, you're putting in quality players. Does Oxlade-Chamberlain be desperate to play? Minamino, Origi, Shimakas will be desperate to play. You could play Konate because you only had a couple of minutes. Like Joe Gomez is there if you need him as well. Like there's Curtis Jones wasn't even on the bench. Yeah. Harvey Elliott didn't. There's loads of players who even if Liverpool do make a raft of changes, whoever's on that pitch will be more than good enough to really to get Liverpool through to the next round.
100%, yeah. And obviously we've seen it earlier that we had a sort of like a blueprint of this game in the Carabao Cup. Earlier this season, we played Norwich with very much a second string side. Cade Gordon started that game. So if we can beat them with that team, and that was obviously at Carrow Road as well, it fills us with a lot of confidence. And obviously, we're playing really well at the minute. Momentum's very much in our favour. But just to sort of touch upon the previous gone years, that we have had a little bit of bad luck in terms of fixes, because Klopp, I don't think he disrespected the competitions. He just named a changed team all the time. And often that changed team, when you're at Wolves away, you know, a decent Premier League outfit, doesn't win the game. And that's just how it's been. Whereas this, now we've got the squad you mentioned and the players absolutely desperate to prove themselves and perform. This game, with them players at home against a struggling Norwich side with priorities elsewhere, we should have enough to get through it.
Absolutely. Can I bring that? Sorry, Roger. I'm going to cut the question. You went to this Wolves game, didn't you? Where, you remember you saying where they got beat in the FA Cup?
I was at the away one on the Friday night.
And I went
to
the Chelsea one.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm just going to bring Danny went to the Wolves game. Again, I've got the team that played. And again, it was a much changed Liverpool side, but it was obviously Mignolet was the goalie at that point.
Yeah,
but
he scored a worldie.
Lovren, Moreno, Fabinho, Milner, Keita, Shaqiri, Jones, Camacho, Sturridge, Origi. And then obviously on the bench, Hoover, Trent, Christy Davis, Firmino, Mane, Salah.
Did Lovren get injured in that?
I was about to say, Hoover came on after about 5 minutes or something mad like that as well.
Yeah, because Degs got injured very early.
He was 16, I think, at the time. Yeah. So.
It was goals from Jimenez and Neves. But I was saying, that's Liverpool's changed team now. If you put Liverpool's changed team, some of them players will be in that team, but they're still around. Curtis is a better player than he was in 2019. No, that's what I'm saying, Ross. In just a couple of years' time, the transformation into what is going to be the second string, it'll be a better team than that.
100%. And just to follow on from Dan's point before, I think this narrative of I think it's mainly mainstream media of saying, you know, Klopp disrespects the cup, I think it's absolute nonsense. I think Liverpool's priorities have changed in the short space of time. So we've gone from like not winning anything to they're going, well, I fancy a bit of a cup run and I fancy this. It was like, well, no, we're in top four now. And then a couple of years later, well, we're fighting for titles. Mm-hmm. There's been mitigating circumstances, which we've all spoke about injuries and COVID and not having fans and whatever else. You've seen the repercussions of when we don't have that. And this season, those circumstances don't exist. So there's no excuses anymore to not go and win trophies. We've got one. There's no reason, as you said before, with the squad depth that we've got, that we can't go and win another in a cup game and still balance and juggle things and juggle trophies and competitions that we want to stay in. I'm quite happy now and I'm confident in the ability of what our coaches and Jurgen Klopp have done and the attitude that they bring to people to say, if you want to come in, we can still play the same way and you can still fight and you still play the way that Liverpool want to go and play. Yeah. And I'm confident you can get a result at the end of it. Now, there's obviously bad luck within that as well. So when we're making all those changes there, it's like, well, I need to make these changes, otherwise we can't compete for the title or we can't come and do this because I just don't have the depth. Whereas now, like you said, I could happily make 8 changes. I know we saw it. Was it in the Champions League? We made like 7 changes or something like that. And it's like,
and the Norwich last time we played Norwich as well.
It's fine. Don't worry about it. And then you know you have that as a fan. You're on the fence of going, well, I'll just go strong just so we win it, and then go 4 goals up and then change it. But then there's another important game on Saturday, so you can't. You have to balance it. So these lads and what we do with with bringing in the youth players, of saying, well, you can play the early rounds of the Carabao Cup, you can play early rounds of the FA Cup, you can have 10, 15 minutes in the Champions League. You're building up experience and confidence in these players. You're not just going, there you go, there's a fifth round FA Cup, go and do the business. It's like, well, you know the surroundings, yeah. You know what we do, you know our day-to-day, you know the lads around you. And you're building their confidence that they can go and perform on the pitch as well. And, you know, you get a Klopp hook and Klopp's back in here and Pep Linders is telling you that you got it, your job. You're going to go out and perform.
Absolutely. We'll talk in a bit about what Jürgen's selection issues and tiredness and injuries and all that stuff. We'll get to that. But I want to speak about Norwich then, because it's fair to say, and again, I've got the Liverpool team here, that Norwich caused us problems not too long ago. In the end, Liverpool win 3-1, but obviously, you know, they score...
Won't do that again, will they?
Wait, poke the beast, yeah. Like, yeah. And kind of woke Liverpool up. But it was a relatively strong... basically, the changes were at full-back. So it's obviously Alisson, we got Gomez and Tsimikas with the full-backs with mm-hmm. Van Dijk and Matip. Then it was a midfield three of Henderson, Keita, Chamberlain with Mane, Salah, Diaz. And like I say, for an hour or so, like Norwich, by that point, they were 1-0 up, Dan. And mm-hmm. they did cause issues. Timo Pukki, that he'd been in a couple of times as well. Like... That is, okay, Liverpool, it isn't going to be Liverpool what you call best 11. It might actually be a little bit weaker than that 11 that Norwich did okay against for mm-hmm. an hour.
Yep.
That's the thing, isn't it, is that you do have to, like, Jürgen, he wants to win this cup, he wants, you know, the Champions wall, he wants those numbers ticking over. I've got this here on my T-shirt now, haven't I? Where am I? He's got 7 there, he wants that to be an 8, just like he's made that into a 9.
Mm-hmm. That shirt could go out of date 4 times.
Don't say that, people. RedmanMerch.com, we'll be fine. We'll update it for you.
But it might not survive now.
but what I'm saying, that's the thing, is that if you got to be, you can't just play the kids. No. You can't be the team that beat Shrewsbury again in different circumstances because of COVID and stuff. But like your Bradleys and your Gordons and whoever, like it can't be that. That's the worry, because Norwich are good enough to. They've shown they can compete against Liverpool best players. Yeah. So it can't be 2 weeks. Jürgen does have to bear that in mind.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. And obviously we're getting towards the business end. We've talked about the business end of the season. This is the business end of this tournament as well now. I think we're 2 games away from heading back to Wembley. And obviously the semi-finals are there. So we really are sort of crunch time. I think there'll be heavy changes. But yeah, Norwich have definitely caused us problems. It actually took quite a monumental change in that game in terms of our formation.
Went to a 4-2-3-1.
Exactly, which just shows you that they did make us think. And that's probably under Dean Smith as opposed to the previous manager, Daniel Farke, because we played them twice already under Farke and pretty comfortably beat them on both occasions. Obviously, first game of the season, then that Carabao Cup game. But under Dean Smith, they are a slightly different animal. They're probably slightly harder to beat. So we're going to have to be relatively strong and definitely on our game. But like Ross said, I think this whole entire squad now, we've seen it time and time again, whereby a player steps in and is ready to perform the exact same roles the person he's come in for. And I think we'll see very similar on Wednesday.
That's the thing, isn't it, Ross? Looking at it from a Norwich point of view, though, like I say, they were in decentish form. They were a mini revival. But then, to be fair, the fixture list wasn't too kind to them, because they got City and then they got Liverpool. So they were just losses. They weren't counting on them. They actually thought they equipped themselves okay against City. I know they got beat 4-0, but they were all right against us. They were shocking against Southampton on Friday night. They were god awful. Southampton didn't even have to play well and won 2-0. So like the way they got to this round, they beat Charlton 1-0 and they beat Wolves 1-0, both away from home, so credit to them for that as well.
Wolves a good result,
wasn't it? Yeah.
But yeah, the flip side is, it's like, how much do they really care? How much is Dean Smith there going, do I really desperately want to be in the FA Cup quarterfinals? As a matter, yeah, I probably do, but at what cost is that to my season? Because they're now bottom of the table. You know, Burnley have turned things around. Watford had a couple of results. Newcastle are flying. It's only really the team. There's teams coming down in free fall, the likes of your Leeds and your Brentfords and maybe, you know, your Evertons. But the teams in actually around them have all Burnley again. Yeah. Especially Burnley and Watford have crept up a little bit.
I think some of those teams have got games in hand on them as well, which is the concern for Norwich. But like you said, what's the choice? You know, you can say, oh, we got to the semi-finals in FA Cup, but we got relegated. Or actually, we got knocked out in the fifth round by Liverpool and we stayed up in the league. You know, I know where my priorities would be at if I was Dean Smith. But again, it comes back to motivation and confidence, and not just from a Liverpool perspective, but from Norwich. They don't want to go out to another cup because it's still... Defeat's still a defeat, isn't it? You know, whether you're expecting it or not, or whether you're playing an incredible Liverpool side or you know, a rotated Liverpool side. They still feel sick from getting knocked out of a cup, but then they need to pick themselves up and then go again in the league. So it's hard when confidence is on the floor for a side like that. But where's the players' priorities? Do they want to play in the Premier League? Well, you're going to have to show you're made of Premier League quality to do that. And like I said before, you know, we've got a couple of big fixtures coming up.
I was bringing that up. They play Brentford on Saturday and Leeds United the following Sunday.
See, they're classic six pointers.
If I'm Dean Smith, I will be considering playing the B team against Liverpool and just because Brentford are in 3-4. Brentford are rubbish at the moment, and you're at home. If Norwich want to stay up this season,
they
have to be Brentford at home.
Good thing for Norwich, I think, since Dean Smith came in, I think they were rock bottom of the Premier League, and I think, you know,
what they start.
For November, they were like, everyone's like, absolutely no chance.
But then
around Christmas or just after Christmas, they got out of the bottom three. So there's hope. And I know Newcastle's form's just through the roof at the minute. But that's where they need to go and get to. So I think there's hope in the sense of, well, we got out of it when we thought everyone else thought we were down now. Mm. There's still time to recover this, but the time is dwindling. And that's where the pressure's on Norwich there, I think, to not throw this game, but I think the priorities, I feel, have to lie in the Premier League for them.
They've got to lie in Brentford. Yeah. They've got to lie in Leeds. You're right in saying that.
But they used to be in a yo-yo club. Maybe they're all right with it. Who knows?
Yeah, the owners must be, because they don't never spend any money. So maybe it is what it is. But yeah, if you're Dean Smith and the players, if I'm them, I've got all eyes.
Dealey wants a new shiny silver mixing bowl in the FA Cup.
Literally making cakes in the FA Cup. Yeah, that's what Dealey needs. Yeah. She actually wants that trophy. She can't even afford a new mixing bowl. The ball you get in the cup. Right then, obviously, we are very much aware Liverpool are now the 9 times holders of the League Cup. That's why we all looked knackered after celebrating that win long into the night last night. In the studio for me and Ross, and obviously at Wembley for Dan as well. The party goes on. The party goes on. And soon enough, we will make a 9th instalment for this podcast series, where I want to give you guys a little heads up now for something that's streaming on Red Men Plus. It is a 5-part premium podcast. I used to say, looking back at all of Liverpool's League Cup wins, but that technically isn't true now. Looking back at the first 8 of 9 of Liverpool's League Cup wins, you really don't want to miss this. It's excellent content. I know thousands and thousands of you have already listened to it, and we've had lots of positive feedback. So if you're watching along on YouTube, like I say, check this out and head on over to Red Men Plus on the redmentv.com if you want to get all 5 episodes.
Liverpool Football Club, record 8 times holders of the League Cup, have a storied history in the competition. Back to the 80s, 81, 82, 83 and 84, 4 consecutive wins for the Mighty Reds. 1995, the McManaman final. 2001, kicking off the famous treble campaign. 2003, the forgotten final, the win over the bitterest of enemies, Manchester United. And 2012, the trophy that sent feast to famine for Liverpool and kicked off 7 trophyless years, leading to Liverpool lifting the European Cup under Jurgen Klopp in 2019. Liverpool, the League Cup story goes deeper behind the stories of each of those wins. A 5-part premium podcast series available exclusively on Red Men Plus in the build-up to Liverpool's attempt to win a 9th League Cup against Chelsea at Wembley. Head to Red Men Plus right now and get that entire series streaming right now into your native podcasting player and learn more about Liverpool and the League Cup.
Yeah, so there you have it. Liverpool's first 8 of 9 League Cup wins streaming now. The Liverpool the League Cup story over on the RedmenTV.com on our network, on our streaming service, Red Men Plus. If you head on over to the website right now, there's tons and tons of League Cup content to get yourself stuck into. Look at that. There's Chris Pajak's beautiful face.
What was Neil Warnock for a
second? Yeah, like you were saying that. Pajak went live this morning with the morning after show live from London. We've also got Paul's live blog, including look at Kebber putting his penalty on the moon and all the celebrations that followed. There's Pajak again. Look, you can just see him there. I think he's neck and Paul on that one. There's the build-up for this show. We've also got the final word that we'd recorded this morning. We went an hour in depth with me, with Dan, who's here with us, obviously, and Sam Walker, both were at Wembley. So they give us the track of what it was like watching the game live at Wembley Stadium. And like I say, there is Liverpool, the League Cup story, the 5-part premium podcast series. Also on there, let me scroll down, because we've got more. Honestly, we've got loads and tons of stuff. So we've got our in conversation with Stuart Downing. He was the man of the match the last time Liverpool won the League Cup, before the last time Liverpool won the League Cup. We'll try and get Virgil van Dijk maybe for that one, Ross.
Yeah.
Get on the phone to Virgil.
Yeah,
down the back.
Yeah, we've also got the silverware stories, the 6-year wait that was going in depth on Liverpool's 2001 League Cup final win with the likes of Phil Thompson, Marcus Babbel, Sander Vesterveld, Emil Heskey, Jamie Carragher, Darren Pearce, who spoke from a Birmingham perspective as well. The Craftsman of the Cop, what a documentary that is that Joe made. Shout out to Joe on the buttons there. Big interview with Mark Sweatman, the man who makes some of the most famous banners you've seen that are flying on the Cop and that we're flying at Wembley last night. And also shout out for the Anfield Murals Guard as well. All those amazing paintings. Who knows, we might get a 9-time League Cup winners one soon. We've got some inside knowledge here at Redmen TV. There's a new mural coming in the Anfield region soon, isn't there, Ross?
Used to me.
Okay, maybe Ross hasn't been reading the message then. There's one coming soon, one of them. If you want to guide everything that's going on around Anfield now, with some amazing interviews with the guys who painted the murals and the guys who were the subjects, such as Jamie Carragher, Trent, and our very own Jordan Henderson mural as well. Do check that one out. Right then, guys, team news.
Is that all available in just video form?
Oh, no, 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 Ross. It's also available in podcast form as well, in your native app. Shout out. You love that.
I do, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
It's my job.
shout out to Ross on doing the socials live on the show.
Right.
The self-appreciation. Yeah. Nothing wrong with that, yeah.
Yeah, listen, you be you. You're going to be you. Right, yeah. We were speaking team news before the show. We were speaking team news during the break there as well, guys, because we're honest, we're a bit stumped. We're pretty sure Keller has the cup goalie, so we're guessing he starts. Mm-hmm. Other than that, genuinely, it's like... The only ones I think are guaranteed to start. If I name some names, tell me if I'm wrong. But yeah. I'll be doing starting 11 on YouTube later, so don't need to do the whole game. But in terms of changes, Kelleher starts.
Yeah.
Shimakas starts.
Yeah.
Oxlade-Chamberlain starts.
Oh, what are you doing?
I'm just
going to go through the defence.
No, but I'm not doing the whole team. I'm just going nailed on. Do you think there's another nailed on starter?
I think Konate and Gomez start.
Nailed on.
Yeah, I've got them.
I'm worried about Konate. Again, whether he wants to play him again, who knows? We'll see how he is. But yeah, Gomez.
Played extra time.
Yeah, that's true. Gomez and Konate, let's nail them on. And then we'll nail Ox on.
Where, though? Yeah, on Ox. Where is he? Yeah, in the midfield?
He's probably playing midfield, isn't he? You think? Because then your options are then Tahi starts for me.
Yeah.
Maybe Divock starts.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jota could.
Yeah, it depends how he's feeling as well. Mm-hmm. Jürgen does have decisions to make. He's got a decision to make at right back, Ross, because Milner plays a lot of footy in that game. He comes on, the 80th minute, mm-hmm. plays all of extra time. Trent plays the entire 120 odd mm-hmm. minutes as well, and he's played a lot of footy recently. So there's a if you are looking at a kid, maybe Conor Bradley is in this mix somewhere at right back.
It's Bradley or Milner for me. Milner's where he plays depends on who plays in the midfield, because I think you could probably play Morton in midfield.
So with Jones and Ox, maybe?
Was it Jones, Ox,
Elliot?
Elliot is the other one, unless you put an Elliot on the right wing, which he did do. I think he came on for a sub in pre-season for Mo Salah, so he can do that job as well.
Mm.
But then do you need Elliot for the weekend as well, is the other thing. So I've got no issue with playing James Milner, because I don't think he plays the weekend. It's where that kid plays. Yeah. And if you make too many changes at the back, is it a lot for a kid? If you play Bradley at right back, have you then got James Milner, who's in the six, who can come in and help shield him with Curtis Jones maybe mm-hmm. in that role as well. So, and then you've got Taki Origi, I think, start up top, maybe Chamberlain.
Jota's there as well, maybe. You see how his ankle is, we don't know how that is.
I wouldn't
risk it.
No.
It depends. He might need the game.
Well,
he looked
He looked rusty again. The five subs thing in the FA Cup, I'm right saying, so there's that scope about that. Yeah. Bear that in mind, he could go strong and just whip five of them off. You know, he could make three at half time if he needs to. That's the option there as well. We've got in it, Dan. On Tyler Morton, then he played for a while, and then he's been, obviously, Liverpool squad is so strong, he hasn't even made a bench recently. Yeah. But he did play well against Norwich in the League Cup game. Mm-hmm. He comes on at half time in that game. And again, I understand it was a different Norwich. It was Daniel Farke's Norwich. And you could land up, you could land a big Jet TV. Shout out to Big Jet TV. You could land one of them right in the middle of their pitch if you wanted to. Mm-hmm. I'm obsessed with Big Jet TV. It's me.
You still watching it?
Oh, mate, I love it.
Yeah.
Shout out, yeah. Brilliant.
He's a red, isn't he? Let's get him on.
Gillian and Jerry, isn't he? I think Gilly's a red. Yeah, I don't think Jerry is. Anyway, it's fine. I digress.
You could
land a plane in that Daniel Farke midfield, so you did have time and space. It might be different against the Dean Smith one, but if I could see, again, it's Morton and Bradley are the two youngsters you could see being drafted in for this one. Is that fair to say?
Oh, massively, yeah. That's what I've got down here as well. But for me, I would probably just about plump with Morton, because I've been most impressed with him out of him and Bradley. And I think Milner, we've seen him do right back, it's not ideal, but he definitely plays plays this game for me, Milner. So him at right back, Morton sort of at the base of the midfield, because Morton was really good and obviously played in the Premier League game at Chelsea.
It was Spurs when he got found. He looked a bit lost, yeah.
He did, yeah.
But not a giant Spurs.
That's a really difficult game, of course, yeah. And I think he probably is deserving of coming back into the side. And I think this is a really good opportunity for that. And he's impressed me in the Champions League games he's been called upon as well. I think Porto he played well. So, yeah, I don't see any issue with him playing here.
The flip side is, Ross, the lads who went off on 80, like, they should be used to playing Saturday, Wednesday, Saturday. They are used to playing Saturday, Wednesday, Saturday. Like, someone like a Naby Keita, for example, who has his option. Jordan could start because, again, he only played 80 minutes. Sadio would be desperate. He was the most fuming man at Wembley when he got took off. There's room for him, like I say. The lads who played 120, I agree. I don't think you touch. I think I wouldn't start anyone who played 120 minutes. They can all be on the bench because you get subs. But the lads who played 80, it could be stronger than we think, because he could play Hendo in the six.
Yeah, and that's the concern with playing Tyler Morton. I don't think it's a slight on him. But then if you're playing a kid in a DM with the options that we've got, if you're not playing anyone from the weekend of the Carabao Cup win, is it too much inexperience or not enough experience in the middle of the park there? So it's all right putting James Milner at right back, but then you've got arguably you could have Konate and Gomez and Shimikas, which is fine.
I think it's worth noting as well that Tyler and Russell's mentioned that here, Russell Fitzpatrick, and that, like he did pick up knock, didn't he, playing for the unders as well before the final? So again, he might not be fit. He's a doubt as well.
But again, you know, we're going into all these games. If Jordan Henderson, like you said, could start this game, doesn't mean he's going to play a full 90 minutes.
No, I'll play 45. You get five subs. I mean, that's the thing, isn't it?
It's difficult, isn't it?
You have five subs. But
that's where Liverpool's quality and depth comes in. You know, a lot of people don't like talking about that, but maybe we have to now. Mm. If, you know, you can play Jordan for 45 minutes, and you've got to bring a Chamberlain on for another 45. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
I think in terms of minutes, the ideal would almost be Oxlade-Chamberlain, Elliot and Jones, but that simply doesn't work, does it? So it's a really difficult one to balance, because I think all our six options played a relatively large amount of minutes in the final, and ideally we'd rest all three of them.
Yeah.
Apart from obviously Morton, he's like the fourth choice, if you like. But we don't really have the scope to do that because then we're too inexperienced, so it's a really difficult call.
Kate isn't a map one as well, because I was convinced he was going to get substituted when he had that clash with either injured or sent off, should we say, but it was a 50-50, but he come out all right, so you probably have to assess him. The Thiago injury is just throwing it all.
Yeah.
And O'Neill Jones.
Because Keita would have started this
exactly,
game.
Yes. Yeah. So, but O'Neill Jones tweeted this morning, I think he said it was a tight hamstring that he just pulled. And if it's on a face, it looks like a precaution more than anything, but I think Norwich would be far too soon for him, because you 100% risk it. But like, he just throws a spanner in the works to kind of what you do. And then again, you know, we touched on experience. Like, you know, you want a wealth of experience in footy. It's Thiago Alcantara, isn't it? Yeah. But he's not going to be there.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. It's fascinating how he goes about it. But the flip side is, Dan, like I say, Liverpool should be aiming for a quadruple this season. It's very much on the cards now. Like I said, Mo Salah said one down and he was intimating three to go. The mentality is there. Like, even if there is a bit of tiredness in the legs, even if there's one where you're thinking, oh, what? Even if Jürgen, I don't think Jürgen's ever thrown one in, but he's played games where he's been not arsed if he's lost.
Yeah.
I think his team, you know, he literally sends the kids out against Shrewsbury, for example, because he wants his rest. And he is making a point, isn't he, at that point in the winter break kind of thing. But he literally wasn't bothered about that game. This one, I think there's more on, because he knows how good his squad is. Mm-hmm. And also, actually, the more games, the better for Liverpool now, because you've got like 20-odd lads who you need to keep playing regular games. Yeah. This is one where, again, the mentality has definitely changed. And if you want to win that, you know, if you want that quadruple, that historic quadruple of, you know, just the four major trophies you can get, like, that's something that can switch you on as players.
Yeah, massively. And I think Jurgen Klopp's sort of outlook on these cups has changed slightly, in terms of he now has the embarrassment of riches to go all out for them. So he will definitely be hunting down all four. And that's not to say he's thrown any previously, because I'm not sure he has, apart from obviously you mentioned sort of the winter break, but that was a different circumstance altogether, wasn't it? That was more him, like I say, putting his foot down in terms of the scheduling, which he's still bangs a drum about to this day. So I don't think we could have asked for a kind of fixture, if I'm honest. Obviously, that's a ridiculous thing to say. We could be playing, you know, somebody in the non-league, for instance. But
Manchester City-esque.
Yeah, exactly. But in terms of sort of Premier League opposition, we couldn't have asked for a kind of fixture, because obviously we touched upon Norwich's upcoming games, the fact that, you know, struggling side anyway, and also on the back of what we did yesterday, those exploits, we can afford to rest all them big players. So we've got that luxury now, which is really, really important. Because if we were playing Chelsea on Wednesday night in the FA Cup, you'd be asking them players to go to the well again, and it'd be really difficult to do. So we were actually quite lucky in that sense.
I agree. And I tend to, I don't know if you, as a fan, I actually quite like when we get a home draw in the Premier League against like a lower, not a lower division, sorry, a lower Premier League side. Because I think if it's a, if it is League One, League Two side, he might just throw the kids out, and there's always a risk that the kids can just get knocked out. With it being Norwich, he play. I think it means he can't do that. Rossi means he has to play a strong team. So from a fan's point of view, selfish, want to win all four. Liverpool will have a better team out on the pitch, and I always think that favours because Norwich will make changes. I'm sure, certain of it as well. But the it won't be Liverpool under 18s playing. You know, it won't be. I don't know. It won't be Blair who plays against Preston, for example, early in the League Cup. I mean, no. It might be Kay Gordon, I don't know, but in general, it's going to be a strong side, which I like because, again, I want to be greedy now. We've got the chance here to be the best, have the best season ever, like just going complete footy. Why risk it against Norwich? It's all guns blazing now.
I think something has changed since Spurs beat Man City and we went and beat Leeds 6-0. In a sense of, I think it's great that you get a lower league opposition or someone who's lower in the Premier League, but I think the atmosphere at Cardiff, I don't think was great, and that's not a direct fault of the fans, but I think there's almost an expectancy there if it's a lower league opposition, or we'll piss this will be fine. Whereas obviously they're obviously fighting for something as well. It changes those, you know, what was it, 7 or 8 fist bumps that he does after Leeds United. Obviously, you know, everyone's getting excited about the league, and now we've got one trophy in the bag. I think everybody's on the same page, not that they necessarily weren't, but I think everyone's getting now to the business end of the season, like you said, and just looking and going, actually, we can do something really special here. And, you know, it can be, and Mo Salah's attitude is absolutely spot on. Okay, there's one down, let's go and get the other three. I think going into this game now and it being Norwich helps, because then we can go, actually, we'll get behind these lads here, we show what effect that we can have on this team and what effect we can have for the rest of the season. We've won numerous trophies under Jurgen Klopp, and the last one we won, we couldn't celebrate together. Mm-hmm. We're all back inside the stadiums now. Let's go and make as much noise as we can.
Home coming on Wednesday,
yeah, exactly.
As well.
Yeah. Let's go and do that. And then when we have a parade at the end of the season, let's make it all four. So yeah. I think we have our role to play in this as well, as whatever side that he puts out. But I think that home draw against someone who's lower down in the Premier League is a massive boost.
And I think, Dan, the fact that I haven't spoken about it yet, but I'll talk about now, the fact that it's midweek as well, like usually the FA Cup, this doesn't happen. FA Cup games are always a weekend where, like, so even if Norwich are down there, they have a week, usually have a week either side to prepare for it. The fact that it's been launched in the middle, they've launched it in after a bloody grueling FA Cup final for us, a League Cup final for us, not ideal. But for Norwich, again, it's going back to, it's like, if it was the weekend, maybe it could go stronger, maybe a rhythm thing as well. The fact that it's in between, just before the Brentford game and Leeds on the horizon, having just come off the Friday game against Southampton, maybe that plays into the pool. So I actually think it being a midweek game favours the stronger teams in every single tie, because in terms of rest and recuperation and stuff.
Oh, massively. And obviously, you know, Ross is alluding to almost the atmosphere there, which is something Jurgen Klopp's big on as well. He's actually called upon the Anfield atmosphere previously. You know, this is a midweek game all of a sudden. That changes things slightly.
It's not 12 o'clock on a Sunday.
Exactly. Yeah, we've all seen things, haven't we? Yeah. We've all been there, you know what I mean? We've seen how it can change. All the factors seem to be pointing in our direction for this, because you mentioned sort of the midweek. And you are right in terms of we have just played that grueling final, but we have the luxury now of not really involving the players who will have been tested to the maximum, which is absolutely perfect. Because like I alluded to, if we were asking Salah after 120 minutes to go again, then it'd be a problem, but we're not. He's probably going to be on the bench because his mentality is, I want to win the next one. So he will be involved in some capacity. It's not like when we played Norwich the other week and Trent wasn't even in the squad. I don't expect these players to start the game, but I'm pretty certain they'll be waiting in the wings just in case.
Manny might start. You know, you said it before, how annoyed he was when he got substituted, either from his performance, but personally, I don't think you could take Luis Diaz off at that point yesterday, because I think he was between him and Callum, were our best players throughout that match. I like that about Manny. Be annoyed that you've been substituted, be annoyed that you've not scored, but use that energy and that anger and, you know, I'd take it into the weekend game or take it into Norwich and actually go, well, I'm going to lead this side out and we're going to go through.
Great signs, aren't they? Yeah. Stuff like that. Yeah, especially, exactly, not just ahead of this game, but what's to come down the line this season. Stuff like that I just love to pieces. I mentioned it earlier on. Thiago, in tears, essentially, for what was a tight hamstring. Because I seen speculation on Twitter when I was in the ground saying, like, you know, that could be catastrophic.
Twitter doesn't speculate the things he don't know.
It's hard to believe, but people speculate on Twitter, yeah.
His leg's falling off, Dan.
But honestly, when I seen that, I thought, you are messing. Because I know how important it is to sign. You think, oh, that's him for weeks. Then it turns out it's pretty precautionary. That just shows that he was simply gutted to miss a Carabao Cup final.
Winning
that's a man who's won Champions Leagues and man the match in Champions League finals, who's heartbroken about missing that. That just shows what's going on in this squad, and that points in such a good direction.
Winning mentality, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you're spot on with them, with the absolute right there. Last question before I start looking at the other fixtures in the round, Ross. Is it time for another Divock Origi moment? Because I've got a little strange feeling he's going to start this game, and it might be, who knows, legs and time. Like, I've got a little sneaky, me Divock senses are tingling. And my Divock senses are tingling, telling me that Divock Origi might do something special on Wednesday night. Am I mad, or, listen, can't write him off, can't
No, his track record would suggest that you're not mad, to be honest with you. He's good, and he's shown that. I think, you know, was it 18 Milan, we were all surprised where he started the game, and he scores a goal.
The little assist, the little ding to assist, yeah, wasn't it?
Was it this competition where he does the flick?
Against Preston.
Like, you know, we know what he's about. He comes under a bit of stick, but again, I just...
He scored against Norwich, by the way, as well.
Yeah, part of me just loves his attitude, the fact that he's just happy to kind of be around, to be honest, and he knows his role within the squad. I think he plays because I think since Diaz has come in and Jota looks like he's coming back, we don't know the extent of Bobby yet, but I struggle to see where he gets his game time. So we're talking about, maybe not from his perspective, from Jurgen Klopp's perspective, going, well, I've got a squad that I need to use. Okay, you know when you do the thing on Footy Manager and like go through the percentage of fitness or whatever, Divock Origi's just like 100% okay, he's ready to go. I'm picking him because I don't need him for Saturday because I've got four other lads that I can, or possibly five, maybe six if you can include Harvey Elliott in there as well, that I can use, you know, at the weekend if I need to, and on the bench. We've seen weeks and weeks where Divock Origi has either been fit and available, but he doesn't even make the bench sometimes. So I think cup games are, you know, he's very much in a Kevin Keller role where I think he starts. I think obviously Sunday was a bit different because it's a final. Yeah. But I think in this case, I think you have to play him, and you know, if you don't have to come back and don't have to rush Jota back from his injury. I know he played a bit against Chelsea, but you're not having to go like, I've got no one else with Jota. There's a lad there that's perfectly willing to give everything that he's got, and he's got a good goal scoring record that he can use.
My Divock senses are tingling.
He's got moments left in him, hasn't
he? I might be tired though.
Yeah, there is that, but he's definitely got moments. They feel the same. He's definitely got moments left. He was a handful against Norwich as well in the league. We talk about changing formation. Yeah. He was part of that and he was good.
Yeah, he was.
So there's definitely a shout for him.
Yeah, definitely, absolutely. And I'll have a look at the other fixtures then in the fifth round of the FA Cup. Manchester City away at Peterborough tomorrow night.
I'll check it out. Go.
Yeah, you know, all the best.
They'll win it and then they'll get like rushed in diamonds.
Reinstated back in or something. Yeah. They'll get the winner of Everton v Bournemouth. They'll probably prefer it to be Everton. We've got Crystal Palace against Stoke tomorrow night. We've got Middlesbrough against Spurs. Luton Town hosting Chelsea on Wednesday. Southampton, West Ham, probably the tie of the round, you think, in terms of competitiveness. Liverpool versus Norwich, Everton versus Bournemouth. Shout out to that tiny, tiny club. All the best against Bournemouth. And then you play, and then we've got Nottingham Forest.
How long have you had that in your head?
That just comes to me then, you know. I'm gonna get the stick on that one.
I've been
nice to Everton fans so long. And then on Monday, we've got Nottingham Forest against Huddersfield. I don't know why that's on Monday. Someone might be able to tell me in the comments.
The draw, probably. It'll be TV. The same time, yeah. The draw, I'll be honest with
you. Who knows? Unless there's a six round tie or something, but who knows? There's probably a reason why that we moved there. But yeah, Ross, then it looks like if it goes to chalk, which again, the FA Cup, etc., etc., magic of the FA Cup, insert giant killing, insert banana skin, insert magic of the cup, etc. City, Palace, Spurs, Chelsea, take your pick out to West Ham, Southampton, Liverpool, Everton. And then only one, there's a chance there's like seven Premier League teams there and one Championship side as well. That's how it probably should end up going. It's a strong FA Cup. Like the three best teams in the league so far have managed to avoid each other. So going into the quarterfinals, there's some tasty ties as well, isn't it, to be lined up. If Liverpool can get through this one.
Yeah, but Liverpool have gone through tough opponents before in cup games and come out with just, we've just beaten Chelsea, and that literally could have gone either way. Chelsea might feel slightly aggrieved that might get the motivation to kind of do well in this cup. Now they've got a good FA Cup history as well. Man City, of course, have got, you know, we're talking about our squad depth and what we can do. They'll be a bit pissed off that they haven't won their Carabao Cup that it's been for the past 4 years before this one. So, it'd be good, it'd be absolutely ideal if, you know, those Premier League teams were to get through. that they'd all face one another, except for us.
Yeah,
that would be the dream. If we get a Chelsea and Man City in the next round, that's the dream, isn't it? But again, when you get to the business end of the season, you're going to come up against tough ties, and as cliche it is, you get to the stage where there are no easy draws.
Yeah, absolutely. But like I say, the flip side of that is like from an ideal point of view, if you're Liverpool, Dan, is that you City get Chelsea.
Yeah,
you're getting one of these others. Like you'll be the favourites.
We'll get Boreham Wood.
Yeah,
we'll take them
on the back of Everton's win over them. But that's the thing, is like there is scope there for that. Listen, Manchester City's history of cup draws suggests that they get the winner of Nottingham Forest versus Huddersfield. That's probably how it goes. But it is there for Liverpool. Like the draw's wide open. The chances are one of those two. If we get to the final, it'll probably be against one of those two, just given the strength of them. But again, if the draw can be kind to you, it's there for Liverpool. There's not like it isn't like the biggest of tests, is it really?
No, not at all. No, I mean obviously we'd all sit around and say, listen, we want that Huddersfield fixture, obviously, or Nottingham Forest for that matter. But if not, you kind of want a Premier League side that's got something to fight for. Because when you face these Premier League sides that are sort of mid-table, not a lot's happening for, they can kind of put all their energy into the FA Cup, which is why this tie this week is handy.
Southampton could be dangerous.
Because they can go...
Forest, have they knocked out Arsenal and Spurs?
Yes, they have, but then there's playoff hopes on the horizon.
Oh, Leicester, sorry, yeah.
Yeah, there's playoff hopes on the horizon for them. So you think even them, they might have eyes elsewhere. Yeah. But in terms of Premier League opposition, like I say, you want like a relegation fighter or someone who's got like hopes and dreams of Europa League, for instance, you know, because... If you play a middle of the table team, they just go, okay, FA Cup, all eggs in that basket, and they become dangerous then. Yeah. So the ideal is one of the Championship clubs or a relegation battler, and City Chelsea would be just the dream.
Yeah, keep
them. Unlikely, but the dream.
Highly unlikely. I think that one, isn't it?
Yeah, they have to sort them hot balls out.
Hot Man City balls.
Yeah. There's a clip. Someone clipped that off for us. Send that.
No context, Rev MTV.
Yeah, another bit of no context, Rev MTV. Right, then before we go for this game, then we've briefly talked. I'm guessing we're confident it's Liverpool versus Norwich, but given, Ross, I'll come to you first, that we are going to see a changed side, given what we've just been through, given the legs and the emotions and everything that we spent there, are you confident, A, and then B, what's your score prediction?
I am confident. I think we've all touched on our squad depth and squad quality. I think and Norwich's situation, what is their priority. You've influenced me with this, but I'm going to go 3-0 and a Divock Origi hat-trick.
Wow. I mean, my Divock sensor's just done a big old tingle under this table. How are you feeling, Dan?
Yeah, very confident. Yeah. More so, like we've all touched on, not going to go over the old ground, but Norwich's predicament is what gives me most confidence, to be honest with you. If they were one of their mid-table teams...
If this was Southampton, I'd be like...
Yeah, exactly.
If you're Norwich, sorry to interrupt, if you're Norwich, this game's a headache.
Yeah.
Already.
Especially having played us three times.
Exactly, yeah. And you just go, fucking hell. A midweek fixture, like, and we've got two more important games coming up. It's great having that feeling. I'm not saying Norwich will disrespect the cup at any level, but then can they afford to have another fixture in the schedule for what they're already doing and the squad that they've got and you know their aspirations of staying in the league are going off in 3 weeks. We're gonna have to play three times a week again. Can't be doing that.
No. Well, fingers crossed. That's how they feel. Yeah. I'll find out. Streaming on Redmen Plus on Tuesday with the opposition preview. I was speaking to a Norwich City fan, so I'll get their thoughts on the game as well. Are they confident what Dean Smith is gonna do? Just another shout out. Then I head back over, like I say, to the RedmenTV.com. If you sign up to Redmen Plus streaming right now, the final word show is there for you. If you click on that, you can watch it or you can listen to it, as Ross mentioned earlier, available in podcast format. Relive the absolute glory of Liverpool's League Cup triumph. Like Mohamed Salah earlier said, didn't he? You know, one down, there's three more to go. The first step of which is Wednesday night against Norwich City. Whichever 11 lads walk out onto that field in red, they are sure to be absolute heroes, because that's how good Liverpool's squad is at the moment. Ross, thanks very much. Dan, thanks very much as well. Thanks to you guys for watching or listening at home. If you're watching on the YouTube, do give the little video a like. It really does help us out. As I say, keep an eye on the channel, both on the Redmen TV YouTube and on Redmen Plus as well. There is nowhere better for you to get your Liverpool content. We are absolutely smashing things all week.
What was your score prediction?
Same as you, didn't you? 3-0, yeah.
Did I forget to get a question?
It's not 3-0.
I interrupted him, didn't I?
Yeah.
Sorry. There you go. 3-0. You know what? 3-0. I'll say it as well. Up the Reds. See you later.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands.
Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.